your thoughts on turning the page from Buffalo and playing a young, you know, up and coming team?
Yeah, it's a it's a good challenge for us. So it's a little bit of a different week. A team we don't know very much. We really spent the last 2 days trying to understand their personnel and their scheme and so forth. But they got off to a better start this year than they have in the past. And it was a big win against the Dolphins last week. So I'm sure they'll be fired up, ready to go. And hopefully we can bring the same level of energy that we brought. And it's going to take some good execution, so I'm excited about it.
What's the challenge of that, facing a team that you haven't seen much of in the past? Is it more film? What's kind of your balance this week?
Yeah, you just try to gather as much information as you can in a short period of time. And it's easy when you can just recall previous games or what their player skill sets are, but because we don't know them very well, you're trying to just watch film and compare it to players that we played in the past or at some point where we've played them in the past. So we played a few of those players. We know a little bit, but obviously not the entirety of it, or certainly within the scheme that they're trying to play. So, Coach quizzed us pretty hard this morning on all facets of the game. But it's going to take us. It's going to take a great week of practice and execution to go out there and beat them.
Tom, what is it about Crawford?
Troy Brown said a few years ago, "You can't outrace Father Time," and that's obviously not unique to Troy. Yet, in talking about you and the level that you're playing at, people are saying he is outrunning Father Time. How are you doing what you're doing at this point in your career?
I don't think we have enough time to discuss all those things, but I think it's just I try to do my best to prepare myself year-round for the marathon of an NFL football season. So I got a routine that works for me. And I've opened up a little bit about that in the past, but it's a process, and it's a cumulative effect of a lot of different things. So I'm excited to be feeling the way I feel, and hopefully I can keep contributing for a long, long time.
This isn't something that you came to recently. Like a lot of guys, when they start getting their 30s, they think, I'm getting close to the end. You've been doing this
for a long time. Yep, absolutely. A pretty concerted effort for a long period of time. I think football is something I love to do, and I want to do it for a long time. So you got to take a different approach than what's been taken in the past, or else you'll probably get the same results as everybody else. So. I'm just trying to be the best I could be, and like I said, I love playing quarterback for this team. Hopefully I can do it for a very long time.
Tom was talking about this morning, Gronk is much more than just a fun-loving guy. He's actually turned into quite the leader in this locker room. I was wondering what you've seen from Gronk that has made him more than just a great receiver, but a leader in the locker room.
Absolutely. I think, just what his mental toughness has been as an athlete and what he's overcome the last few years with his arm, his back, and then his knee. And I just think he sets a great example for our team of the work ethic. He's a fun guy to be around. And then ultimately he goes out and performs as best as he possibly can and does it with toughness, no matter what he's asked to do, whether it's in the run game. Obviously he gets a lot of attention for catching touchdown passes, but he does all the dirty work too. So he's in there blocking for the backs and in pass protection and takes a lot of pride in all those things. So he's been out there every day this year practicing as hard as he can, and I think it's just shown a huge commitment by him and really to all of us players of, what it means to him. And I think he's been a great example for all of us.
Is this the best Gronk's been in his career so far, did you say?
He's always been, pretty spectacular player going back to his rookie year. So he's played at such a high level, and he's been so consistent. And I don't think we expect anything less of him now.
Tom, David Ortiz said at the start of spring training, he said, "When are you guys talking to the media going to get it? Me and my boy Tom Brady were like a fine bottle of wine." Do you look at it like that? I mean, do you enjoy knowing each week you're going to perform at the highest level and both of you guys continue to surprise all of us?
I just love doing it. So, I want to do it, like I said, for a long time. So, he's been an incredible player in this community, so it's been a pleasure to watch him play. So he's to do what he's done is pretty remarkable.
Tom, I understand that years back you were able to meet Pope John Paul II. I'm just wondering, with the current Pope in America, what was it like meeting Pope?
It was very brief from my experience with him, but it's pretty cool. I think I saw some TV coverage, so sure makes for some pretty crazy traffic in New York City, but in Washington, D.C., wherever he's at today, but well worth it.
You rank Bill or the Pope higher?
And Bill we trust. Are you kidding me?
Milestones, Tom. You're about to achieve one that only three other quarterbacks have reached. That's 400 touchdown passes. Bill was telling us it won't matter. It doesn't matter to him. It won't matter to you. But in terms of the perspective of the league, what would 400 touchdown passes mean to you?
Well, I've played with so many great players, and I think anything that's ever been achieved by me as an individual is just a reflection of what our team has been about. So I've been blessed to be on, to me, the greatest team organization in sports and play with so many great players and teammates. And, you know, you got to have everyone block and you got to have everyone do their job and run the ball to set up opportunities like that. So as long as we're scoring points, I'm happy. I really don't care whether we throw them in or hand it off or, you know, if it's a defensive score. I just, however we can score points and win games, that's what matters to me. It's always what's mattered the most.
Tom, how do you look at this challenge this week? Last week it was on the road, first divisional, you know, battle with the Bills, a lot of talk going on. This week about a young, up-and-coming, quiet team at home week before the bye. How do you look at the challenge this week for you guys as a team?
Yeah, they're a young, hungry team, and you're right. Every week has its different challenges. I think you battle different schemes and players and so forth every week. So it's really just a matter of, you know, they have the same amount of time to prepare as we do. It's about maximizing that time and utilizing your energy and effort to get to know them and then to save up and up where you can go out on Sunday and win. So it's a marathon. You know, all these weeks start adding up. And like I always say, you know, you don't really know what a team's about, you know, until about mid-November. You know, because these weeks, it's only week three, you know. Your body still feels really good. Everyone's still got a lot of hope. You know, no one's out of it. But you got to keep fighting through it and keep making improvements in September so you're a better team in October and you continue to improve as the season goes. So, that's it, guys. Thank you.